Heavenly Father, may my words be your words and those words for the building up of your kingdom, we pray. Amen. If I were to ask you what the secret of life is, what would the answer be? If I was to ask outside what the secret of life would be, what do you think the answer would be? Chocolate, my wife says. She's probably right. In her eyes, that's right. I'm the husband, but chocolate comes first. But people would talk about money and people would talk about power. People would talk about success. But the reality is, this little story is the secret of life. The absolute secret of life. And the great thing about this story is that Jesus basically gives us what it's all about. He tells us a story. He tells it like a mystery. So we've got to start searching and finding, well, what is it that Jesus means for us? He explains to us in the second section, well, why has it been told to us as a mystery? So that we search, so we put effort in, so that there's an intention on our part. And in the third part of this reading, Jesus then explains what this passage is all about. So let's just have a quick recap of the passage and what the passage is all about. We have a period or an area where the word falls on barren ground. We have a passage where the word falls on ground that's shallow. We have a passage where the word falls on ground that's uncommitted. And we have a passage where the word falls on ground that's fertile. Now, the interesting thing is, some of you would have written on these packets of seeds on the way in. The seeds themselves are tiny. There's about 50 in there. The seeds are tiny. The other thing about the seeds is the seeds are the same. There's no one seed that's got more potential than another. No matter what the word of God is, the word is the same. So why are the outcomes so different? And the answer to that question is about us. The difference between the seed falling on barren ground and the seed falling on fertile ground, it's about us. Because we are the ground. We are you can look at this story in so many ways, as you can with so many parables. We could look at this story by saying, yep, we can see ourselves as different sorts of ground. And how do we get from barren ground to fertile ground? But equally, we can look at ourselves as the seed. Because that's the way that God sees us. Every one of us filled with fantastic potential to grow into something amazing. Something amazing that isn't going to hurt you. Something amazing that isn't going to hurt somebody else. Something amazing that's going to feed somebody else. Spiritually, practically, lovingly. So the question is, how do we move from one soil to the other? Now, if you're a farmer, what would you do? You'd till the soil. You'd dig it over. You'd fertilize it. You'd plant, you'd weed, you'd water. But that doesn't really work with us. I don't know what the analogy for that is for me, but I can't see myself being dug over. But there is something truly, truly fundamental about what we need to do. When God plants a seed in us, it's like the seed being planted in the ground. The word of God descends into us and rests in us. But then what happens is the thing you need to add, obviously, is some extra factor. A bit like Job did with the flame, something which then turns that barrenness or apparent barrenness into something amazing. And that's our challenge. Our challenge in real terms is to take us from a place of barrenness to a place of wonder. Now, I think it's easy. I think the formula is very easy as to what we need to do. We start because our soil is like prayer. So our journey from barren to fertile starts in prayer. There's our soil. Our seed is the Word of God. And you put those two things together and you say, okay, I'll get the soil, I'll get this foundational piece, I get the Word of God. And what you've created in putting those two together is you've created something with amazing potential. The ability to just, you know, just become something so astonishing, but you're locked in there in the ground. So what's the factor? What's the third factor which the world misses that transforms this into something astonishing? It's love. Love descends on the seed and the soil like a torrent of water, and bang out comes that growth. It breaks ground and it starts to grow. That's what love does. Love is God, and God is, or love is God's greatest gift, and God is love. And you put those three things together, and there, in putting those three things together, you discover the absolute secret of life. Because if your driver's not love, then your seed won't grow, and the ground won't germinate. And you'll become what you are, and that's fine as far as it goes, but you'll never fulfill your purpose. You'll never be fruitful. But when you start to live love, when love is your driver, when love is the thing that the first thing you think of when you wake up in the morning, and the thing that guides you throughout the day, and the thing that you think of last thing at night, then it starts to change. The equation starts to change. And I think it's, you know, it's fascinating because you can talk about love, and we get all sorts of images thrown at us by the world about what is love. But God tells us in the Bible what love is. Can we have that 1 Corinthians passage up, Mike? Many of you will know this passage, but it bears reading again. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. That's what love is. Then when we put that together with the Word of God and prayer. And if prayer feels to you like something which I just can't do, I can't do the big words, I can't do the rhythm of prayer and whatever, that's not what prayer is. Prayer is just a conversation with God. It's a conversation when you open your Bible and say, Lord, just help me. It's a thank you. A prayer doesn't need to be more. Prayer is a function of your heart in your interaction with a father that loves you. So the secret to life and being all that you should be is pray, read, and love. If you're a visual learner, just think of that. And if you think, well, what do I need to do to change? The prayer bit should be easy. There are just a few words. It's a state of mind which says, look, I've got a father here that wants to talk to me and I just want to talk back. Forget about the words. Just pray with your inside. Just groan your pain or shout your joy. Be disciplined about the word. It is so easy to put reading the word off to another time. Because the TV's on, the radio's on, the kids need that, the dogs need feeding. I just can't be bothered. One of a million reasons. But be disciplined. Pray. Read. Well, the most tricky one for us all, and perhaps the one that we need to be praying about, is this one. Let's wind it back again to the start and replace the word love with the word I. And just see how you rate it. I am patient. I am kind. I do not envy. I do not boast. I am not proud. I'm not rude. I'm not self-seeking. I'm not easily angered. Kids will argue about that. I keep no record of wrongs. I don't delight in evil, and I rejoice in truth. I always protect, always trust, always hope, and always persevere. Strive for that. Strive for that in your heart. Because if we can grasp that, the reading and the word will turn us into something completely different. It will transform not only you into all that you can be, but it will transform this place. It will transform this place in its greatness. The word, prayer, and love. That's what this passage is about. Charlie. Now what we're going to do is, I want you to mull on this for a little while. Just think, what does my journey look like coming from barren ground to fertile ground? What does putting love central mean I've got to change? How can I be disciplined about reading the word and praying? So as these guys sing, you can join in if you want to, but just let it wash over you. And just think about where you are.